Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we preview Cattle on Feed with Jim Robb in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a great Superior Video Livestock Auction opportunity for you to buy some great yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage coming up on the Tallgrass Video Auction Friday, June 24th. It'll be originating live from the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, happening on Friday, June 24th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll also have yearlings from the Nebraska Sandhills coming in as well. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. SuperiorLivestock.com. The broadcast, by the way, will be exclusively on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Coming up, the Tallgrass Video Auction, yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage from Superior Livestock on Friday, June 24th, originating from Emporia, Kansas. And remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. On the third Friday of each month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases their monthly Cattle on Feed report. Uncle Sam looks at, of course, the total number of cattle on feed, the number of cattle placed into the nation's feedlots, and the number of cattle marketed out of those feedlots as well. According to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, the marketing number should be a very strong number, as will the number of cattle being placed into the feedlots as well.
Yes, we think so. You know, the heifer marketings are a little bit slower, but that'll pick up. Marketing should be up 4 to 5% from a year ago. We have one more day, but that's still a good marketing rate. Placements, we have up about 9% year over year. That's in the range of the pre-report estimates. So at this point, the most important number is that total on-feed inventory, and that should be up about 2% from a year ago. That's not a huge increase, and again, as the marketing rate of cattle has picked up, that's a number that, you know, implies probably a little bit lower prices, but not a dramatic change in prices. There's a lot of reasons behind this. You know, we have to remember that in May, which these data reflect, we had a lot of cattle coming off these wheat graze-out programs in the southern plains, especially Oklahoma into Texas. This is the graze-out cattle bulge in terms of placements. The placements will dampen from these levels. And also, a year ago, and especially in the southern plains, placements were very modest. And then we're really just moving back to normal placement levels in the southern plains. And as we know, we have a bigger calf crop in 2015, and some of these animals are clearly the kind of short yearlings born in 2015. So the puzzle seems to fit together rather well. You know, it seems like a big increase in placements, but I think the market is already set up to anticipate these types of numbers.
And Jim Robb also offers us a feel of what he sees in the upcoming Hog and Pigs report out from Uncle Sam as well.
Well, it's going to be probably a rather neutral hogs and pigs report, even though they've had some good profitability lately. There's higher feedstuff costs. So we expect the overall hog and pig inventory in most of the categories to be up a rather modest 1% to 2% year over year, pushing mostly towards 1% year-to-year increases. So with a little bit of growth in exports, and you know, those are not burdensome levels. We have to remember that back in 2015, we had over a 7% year-over-year increase in hog slaughter and production. So this is a more modest rate of growth, and one that probably, from a competing meat standpoint, is a little bit of pressure, but nothing like a year ago.
So beef is a little better positioned in that retail case this year compared to last year, is the essence of it.
I think it is, and I think that will continue to be a bit of the story as we move through the summer months.
Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.